This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So this third and final hour of the show, and we've got a special guest in studio right now who's no stranger to EMUT Radio, Prof. Ngoki Manleni, where Department Yaga CEAD. She's the director at Wayoge Department. And she's here to speak about something nice about on the department. You know, they're always doing something. Isn't this Mnandi?
I didn't even know the department. But what made me like take notice of that department is because each time we're there, for real.
I get dog. Yes, Prof, you take care of us. Exactly. No, thank you so much for joining us on the Vukubang in a breakfast show this morning. We understand what you are very busy these days. But thank you for taking time to speak about something enyenzayo on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, Tuesday, the 26th of November, 2024, kunama MUT Community Engagement Excellence Awards 2024. And Doc is here Prof is here to speak about those awards. Firstly, Prof, for someone who doesn't know, I know probably in my community, they know that right now, but for someone who is not aware, just quickly, okay, firstly, Willie said the listeners, and also seed department, itilana nemango suit.
And bingelele, kubalaleli, be MUT Radio, ibulele elthuba lihleka ngaka lokuthi ndibe khona emsakazweni.
Yes.
Just to share with you about our upcoming event.
Mm.
But before I go there, USEED is an acronym, CEAD. Community Engagement and Development Directorate. I-directorate esemangosuthu exhumanisa imangosuthu nomphakathi. Kodwa ixhumanisa ngendlela yokuthi uma ifundisa ingane, that is teaching, na ma ingane zifunda, that is learning, noma i-university ngokubanzi isenza ucwaningo, that is research, they do that with the communities. Not only in the communities, but with the communities, so that the communities are involved and also there is learning that is taking place with the learners. And also that influences the curriculum to improve our teaching. So that is basically what we do, kula mnyango, masibiza kusi SEED, CEAD.
CEAD. And Prof, we've seen you doing a whole lot of amazing, amazing initiatives throughout the year. At some point, Mrs. Koleni, you went to the old age home. You've done a lot this year. Last event is CEAD, which we attended as MUT Radio, was in Nguyazana. We were part of Nguyazana. That was a Konalapana Esebe. And that was a very interesting name. And
last job, like after Nguyazan. That event,
yes, Nguyazana one way. Yeah, so, Prof, now you are doing you are hosting AMA Community Engagement Excellence Awards. Tell us about these awards. Uguti, is it the first time in Zega, or they've been happening before? You heard them before. What are they all about?
AMA Awards, awaqali ukwenzeka eMangosuthu for Community Engagement Excellence. Into esihlala siyenza noma singayenzi every year. We call it Community Engagement Excellence Awards ngoba we want to make sure that the involvement of our staff and students in community engagement is acknowledged, is recognized, and it is also awarded. In as much as we do awarding for teaching and learning as the university and also awarding for research. So we also do the same with the involvement of our staff and students in community engagement.
Mm. And what can we expect on that day? Before we go to the program of the day, maybe who can we expect? Because I understand you've got quite a number of people that will be coming for this event.
We are expecting one,
the
project beneficiaries. It's very important for them to come. Because when you go there to carry out our projects, we do them in our communities, with our community. So we expect them to come and attest to the university to say, indeed, MUT has been with us and this is what we have gained by their coming. So we expect them to come, even though they won't come in numbers, but we will just need representation. We also expect to come our partners and collaborators. We've got a number of partners that have been assisting in making sure that we carry out our projects from the industry side, such as Toyota, from government side, such as Itegwini Municipality, and also from the civil society and number of organizations. They will also be coming on that day. But we also expect the students themselves to come. We also expect the actual staff members who are the leaders of the projects to also come to the event. We also expect to come the executive management led by one and only VC, Professor Nokutula Sibiya. She will come, and also the executive management, that's the DVCs and the senior management and the deans. We also expect to have a keynote speaker, our former premier, Nomusa Ube Ngube. She will be also doing the keynote address. So that is, in a nutshell, the kind of audience that we'll be having on that day.
It's very interesting that you mentioned all these people. Now, it's a huge event. Why are these awards, or to award lama beneficiaries that to Kulmangao, why is it important to award them as the university?
Let me correct it. We're not awarding beneficiaries.
Okay.
We're awarding the project leaders.
The project leaders.
And the students.
Yes.
Yes. The reason why we award them is because we want to encourage them. It's very important that when you do your work, because they even go an extra mile, these academic staff members, given the timetable that is always packed with lecturing hours, but the passion that they have shown in community engagement really warrants for awarding.
Wow. Eesh. Wow, that's nice. You know, speaking about that, Nam, I've seen like some of the staff members working with you when we were at, I think it was Kwasi Old Age Home. Some students were there. They were participating. There's a community, which is very important, as we know that our university is mainly a focus on the community, which is amazing, Prof. Maybe before I let you go, because maybe probably Kuningi, something that you might have wanted to share with us. Anything?
Yes, I am willing to share so that we award according to categories. We make sure that we award those projects that have got significantly contributed to teaching and learning and research. That is very important. But we also want projects that are multidisciplinary, because the challenges or the problems, I don't like the word problem, the challenges that are experienced by our communities out there, they are quite complex. So it's not wise for one discipline to go and address a specific problem in a community. And therefore, we always encourage multidisciplinarity. It's not been an easy journey for us. So because there was a lack of understanding, why should I partner with somebody else? But as we have been making it a habit as a university, and also seeing that when the project leaders go to the communities to address a specific issue, another issue comes up. So it means multidisciplinarity is very, very important. So we award for that one. Wow. And also we look at projects that are coming with new initiatives, new ways of doing things. Usually it's the projects that are entrepreneurial in nature. Wow. That is very, very important. So we award those projects. And also, very importantly, projects that centralize the involvement of our students. Why? Because we want those skills, those leadership skills, interpersonal skills to come out. So we also award those projects. So that is basically what we'll be awarding on that day. We will also
Okay.
Because umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu. Nathi siyimango suthu, siyimango suthu ngenxa ye partners. So on that day we'll also be acknowledging our partners as well.
Wow.
So that is basically what we'll be doing on that day. Thank you.
No, thank you so much, Prof. Please tell us ukuthi enzeka nini ama awards and the venue.
Ama awards azoba khona nge 26 ka November. That is next week, Tuesday. We start at 9:30 for 10 o'clock and we should be done by 2 o'clock. We don't want to keep people
for long. Yes.
And the guy SMA Hall there by the sports ground at MUT main campus.
No, thank you so much, Prof. We really appreciate it, man. And MUT Radio will be broadcasting live from that venue. I think the Hlanganani Midday Show will be broadcasting live from that side, SMA Hall. And yeah, man, we're looking forward to it. So excited. There's a lot to be looking forward to the winners. We don't know yet, Prof, right?
No.
Okay. Since you were kind enough to say you keep it cutting the win, I thought you would say, I know, at least
no,
this one.
No.
Thank you so much, Siyabulela, Prof, for your time and for being with us on MUT Radio. Looking forward to the day. It's the 26th of November. 9:30 at SEMA Hall at MUT. Thank you. So your last words to the people that you've been working with throughout this year, because you've worked with a lot of people.
I just want to appreciate the leadership of the university. That is Professor Sibiya. I want to appreciate the DVCs, all of them. I also want to appreciate the deans. Their support has been tremendous. I also want to really appreciate the project leaders themselves, that is the academic staff members, who have been so generous in sharing their knowledge, their skills, and their expertise with the communities. And also the students themselves. I appreciate them. We are not a university without the students. And also, lastly, but certainly not the least, my colleagues in the office, CEAD. Not on my own. I've got a team. I work with the researchers. I have got a deputy director. I also have interns as well that come and go that to lend an extra hand. All of them have been very, very helpful. Thank you so much.
Wow, no.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.